All right. Well, good evening, everyone. So thanks so much for coming out. I'm so thankful for all the many hands that put this together. You know, I don't know if I can name all of you right now, but thank you so much for, well, bringing the food, but then all of you who've cooked and, you know, served. So awesome that we have this kind of fellowship. You know, although it would be great and special to see our church continue to grow, there is something special about being a family like we are. There's something more intimate about it. You know, I never set out to have a mega church. I'm not trying to have a mega church. I do want to impact more people for Jesus together with you. But man, I'm grateful for it. Grateful for y'all. I really am. As I look around outside, just see everybody getting everything done. It's such a great church family. It really is. So praise God for that. So I wanted to tell you guys about a dream that I had. Oh, you know what? I forgot my notes are on there. But you know what? They're on my phone. That's pretty funny. I think I remember them. I want to start with a passage from Ephesians. I'm sure you'll be very familiar with it. And I'm going to have a couple passages before I let you know what the dream was. But if we go to Ephesians chapter 2, and you're probably very familiar with verses 8 through 10. And this is really the gospel. And it says, "For by grace you have been saved." So by God's grace in sending Jesus to die for us before we were even born, we didn't do anything to earn that or deserve that. "And by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. God gave us his grace as a gift by having his son be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Hallelujah. And it says it's not of works. And I don't want to get too heady into that today. It may be what he's referring to there is not through works of the law. You might recall that the Jews really thought that by performing works of the law, whether that be Sabbath keeping or eating the right foods and not eating the wrong foods, and all the Sabbath rules, all the festivals, the holidays, all the different things that a Jew did to be a Jew, that's part of what's being encapsulated in there, is that we're no longer saved by those works so that no one may boast. We're saved now by faith in Jesus Christ. So hallelujah for that. But then it says this, "For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece. We are created by God. He hand-woven us. He made us the way we are. Created in Christ Jesus for good works." So he created us for good works. You know, a lot of times the church has a way of taking a look at good works and almost looking at good works is like, well, I'm not saved by works. So, you know, almost like good works is bad. When really the Bible is clear that good works are good. It's good to do good works. It's good to serve God. It's good to serve people. It's good to come to church early and cook and put things together. And whether that just be for the church body or out in the community, it's really good. We're not saved by it, but we're saved to do it. That makes sense? We're not saved by those works, but we are saved to work for God, to serve his kingdom. So let me read that verse 10 again. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." We're created to do good works. And then it says this, "which God prepared beforehand." So literally, God ahead of time has things that he wants his church, his people to do to serve his kingdom. He prepared these works beforehand so that we would walk in them. So that we would walk and live out our faith. Warren, we were watching that video about this guy who had a near-death experience. One of the things that he talked about, he said he had 5 points from that dream. One of them was that we got to walk out what we talk. You know, he was saying we can't just say we have faith and not walk it out. And that was one of his 5 points, is that he wanted us to walk what we talk. And yeah, so we're created for good works, which God prepared before him so that we would walk in them. A couple other passages, kind of going from memory here, but in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, listen to what it says here. I'll go to verse 11 of Titus chapter 2. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared," hallelujah, this is Jesus, "bringing salvation to all men, all who believe, instructing us that denying ungodliness," we should deny ungodliness, "and worldly desires, we should live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age." And here it is. I hope you guys see this more as a result of going through the Revelation series. I hope these things stand out to you more. Because look what it says next. "Live righteously, sensibly, godly in the present age." By the way, the present age, that would be the church age. A lot of times people wouldn't see that before, but maybe now that you'd see it, that's the present age that we're in. And look what it says. "Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." So it's pointing us to the return of Christ. "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good works." Zealous for good works. That there'd be a zeal inside of us to want to serve God's kingdom, to serve others, to help others, to point others to Jesus. Maybe through direct evangelism, but sometimes just through service and giving and love and kindness, acts of goodness and good works. Zealous for good works. I believe, interestingly enough, Titus 2:14 that was. If we go to Titus 3:14, listen to what it says here. "And our people must also learn to lead in good works to meet pressing needs so that they will not be unfruitful." That's interesting. By the way, our mission is to equip believers to be fruitful. So this makes sense. Everything I'm saying, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to encourage the church, the body of Christ, to live out their faith so that we would bear more fruit, that we would bear fruit that has eternal consequences, that we'd be making a difference for eternity because of the fact that we're impacting people. And what it's saying here is that we should also learn to lead in good works to meet pressing needs so that they will, or we will, not be unfruitful. Meaning if we didn't meet needs of people in our community that are struggling or suffering, or we don't look to meet needs, then really we would be less fruitful or unfruitful. But by seeing how we can meet needs of people around us for the glory of God, then we are being fruitful, which is really what God has us here to do. Have faith in him and then live for him to bear fruit for his kingdom. I want to take you to one other parable of Jesus, and then I'm going to share with you the dream. I'm going to take you to Matthew 25. We actually covered this in our men's group this morning. If you go to Matthew 25, or I'll read it. You don't have to go there. Matthew 25. And this is really, I mean, I think it's a parable that is trying to instruct us in this hour, but it is also about what we're going to be judged for at the return of Christ. That's what the parable is about. And listen to what it says. It's called The Final Judgment, the title of this section. It says, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left." This is judgment day. "Then the king will say to those on his right," that's the sheep, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now, in order to be a sheep, you got to believe in Jesus. You know, my sheep know me, they know my voice, and they follow me. And we got to believe in Jesus to be a sheep. This passage doesn't really talk about the faith aspect, but what this passage does talk about is, as people of faith, what do people of faith do? And so these people are going to, they're going to be with the Lord in heaven in the millennial kingdom. And he said, here's why they're going to be there with me. "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer saying, Lord, because you could take it literally like, well, when did I do this for you, Jesus? I don't remember doing these things for you. You weren't in prison. You weren't sick. So they asked him a question. They said, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. It's powerful, isn't it? When we seek to help others in our world today for the glory of God, it's as though we're doing it for Jesus. And it matters to him. And people of faith, it should be, if serving God is not part of our lives, I wouldn't say that we're not saved, but if you go your whole life and our faith is about me and it's not about others, we're either grossly in error and we just haven't gotten it, or maybe we didn't really believe. Because God is supposed to well up inside of us a desire to serve others. And can I just say to you that sometimes I feel selfish. You know, sometimes it's easier for me to do my own thing than to do God's thing. I don't know if you would nod your head and agree with that. Sometimes I wish I've made more of a priority of serving God's kingdom. And I know that, I'm thankful for God's grace, and I'm thankful that I'm a child of God, and I'm thankful for the promise of salvation, but sometimes it's still easy just to do my thing versus God's thing. And let me finish this parable. So whenever you've done this for the least of these, you've done it for me. Then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. And they're going to go into the lake of fire at that time. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So clearly, God does want us to be about his business. Listen, I don't want to challenge the gospel that we're saved by grace through faith. But even in the passage that we just read in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10, as soon as it got done saying the gospel in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it said, but you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time so that you would walk in them. So clearly, God wasn't trying to separate our works from our faith. That doesn't mean that we're not saved by faith, but he's not trying to separate the two. We're still supposed to be a part of serving God's kingdom. So many years ago, I just want to talk to you about our church real quick, is that we love the Word of God here, right? And I think you know that I love the Word of God. I really do. It's so meaningful to me. I'm so thankful that we've gathered a group of people that wants to study God's Word. And I see the fruit of that in your lives and even in your service. And man, I love it. I love it. And I'm thankful that you guys take the Word of God seriously. I've got a passion for that. I would say we do a pretty good job of studying the Word of God. I mean, right? I mean, we got Bible study on Wednesday nights. We got Bible study on Thursday mornings. We got women's study on Thursday nights. We got women's study on Saturday mornings. We got Roger's study which goes through the Word of God on Sunday night. We teach a podcast on the Bible every single day, right? We have many of you going through a three-year Bible reading plan. So we're doing a pretty good job in studying God's Word, and I'm grateful for that. But here's what I was challenged by a number of years ago. So I'd say this goes back about 4 years, and I brought this up to some staff at the time, and I said, you know what I really think we should do? Is I really think we should take a night, like right now, our Wednesday night, and we should once a month, instead of doing more Bible study, we should just go do something for Jesus. We should just, instead, we study the Bible. I'm not trying to take away. We study the Bible. It's great that we do. But we really ought to go do something for Jesus. I mean, like, literally, like, I wonder if there's someone down the road here that has a house that needs repair, or their gutters are clogged, right in Genesee Depot here. Or there's a woman who's living by herself in our community. Or maybe you know someone in your life right now that has a need. And you know what? If you brought that forth, that we could somehow meet that person's need. We're doing homeless bags now, and I want to make sure we get those in your hands. I think we need to put them up in front, by the way, so that people see them on Sunday morning, and then we'll ask them to take them away. We're trying to sell them for $10, because that way you guys are providing it versus the church providing it for you. That pays for it. But then by having one in your car, if you encounter someone, you can give it to them the next year or less. You know, you give them that blessing bag. So I think we ought to put them up front. Sorry. That would be great. But there are so many things that we can do to serve others. Maybe there's somebody, like I went and visited Jeannie before I came here. Jesus just said he wants us to visit people who are sick, right? So even that, even going, maybe on a Wednesday night, you know, some of you could go visit Jeannie or somebody else. Or maybe there's a marriage that's struggling at our church that someone could go visit and encourage. Or maybe there's someone who hasn't come in a while to church and you could just say, hey, we have, you know, just pay a visit to their home. Just say, we love you, we miss you, we just wanted to know. Maybe there's we've gone and done evangelism at the park, right? And we want to do more of that. And Ken, I know, goes to car show sometimes on Wednesday nights to witness to people. There's so many things that can be done, and it's not all evangelism. Of course, I love that bent, and I want to reach people for the glory of God. But there's the things that Jesus said here weren't outright evangelism. They were helping other people, right? Mike, I'm just thinking about you. I know how handy you are, and how, you know, think about what you could do for somebody else, right, that has a need. And it could be even a need, by the way, in our church. You know, someone has something that, mechanical that needs to get repaired, and we just bless somebody that has a need in our church body. There's just so many things. So I brought this up, and you know what? I'm seeing some heads nod, but it's sacrificial, isn't it, to give of ourselves, to say I'm going to take a night, even a month, to go and serve God. And I didn't necessarily feel like when I was trying to kind of pitch it that, you know, it was necessarily easier. There was like a lot of enthusiasm to pull it off and maybe, you know, put it on myself. I didn't follow through. And so that was a long time ago. That was like 3 or 4 years, maybe even 5 years ago. So about 10 days ago, I had the most vivid dream where I remembered every aspect of the dream. It was as clear as a bell. I could see everything, and I could see people serving God. It was even on a Wednesday night. Like everything basically I just shared, I had in this dream. And I woke up from my dream in the morning. It was like the dream was before I woke up. And I woke up from the dream, and I just knew. I really just knew in my heart that God wanted me to take a leadership role in seeing our church serve God. So I basically just told you the dream. The dream is that we would come together as a church body, and that we would monthly set a date where we're going to do something to serve God's kingdom. and that instead of doing more Bible study on one time a month, that our church body would come together, we'd meet, we would eat something briefly, not like tonight, but something, just something quick, and then we would, from there, go to a wide variety of things that we would be doing to serve God. So that's the dream, and I think it would honor God and all the scriptures that I pointed to you today. So here's what I'm asking. Could you gals help me out? Maybe all three of you. You get to be a gal too. Yeah, you're a gal too. Could you just get one of those in everyone's hand? And then you can pick pens from your... I have some asks. Maybe just take a pen and share it, because I don't need much. All I need is your... I need your name and one thing. And if you don't listen, you don't have to fill this out. You don't have to give me your name. It's got to be a God thing. Share your pen, because it's going to be really brief what I'm asking for. You need one over here. You guys need a pen. You guys need pens over there. All right, I'm looking for. You guys need a pen over here. That's good. There's three positions that I'm really looking for, okay? And possibly this first one could be maybe even two people. But is God calling you to be a leader in something like this? I want you to hear me out. Is God tugging at your heart to be a leader in something like this? To be a leader? Here's what I mean. Here's the leadership position. Let me share the second position, because that'll help understand the leadership position. The second position I'm looking for, and I'm looking for multiple in this for sure, the second position. The second position that I'm looking for, someone to step up and serve God, is they say, I will help find something that I'm going to take people to do something for somebody. There it is. I'm going to take the lead in finding something that I can take a group of people with me to go do it. So find someone who has a need. Find someone you can pray for. Go to Waukesha to a homeless. Go to a park and evangelize. Go mow someone's lawn. Go visit Jeannie and bring five ladies with you and just love on her. I'm looking for like 10 leaders, because you're not going to all be able to make it every time we do this. By the way, the date of the first one is July 12th. July 12th. It's 1 month from today. As of right now, it's going to be the second Wednesday of the month. So the next two are going to be July 12th, and then whatever that second Wednesday is in August. And I'm looking for leaders. So if you think you would say, you know what? I will spearhead finding something that 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people can go with me to do. There may be a project like, hey, one of the things, by the way, is we have a street out here on 59. Our name is on that street for cleaning up garbage. So that's something that a group could do. We could almost do that monthly. Now, and that's a great thing. That's serving the community. So maybe we can get shirts and wear, you know, Crossing Community shirts or whatever. But I need leaders. So I'm not looking to, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to spearhead something. I'm going to be one of those leaders, okay? But I'm not looking for Nikki or Jay to have to create every opportunity. I'm looking for you guys to be kingdom priests. I'm looking for you guys to step up and be men and women of God and find something that you can do where you can take people with you. So it's a leadership. It's going to take some thought. And then if there's tools or resources that are needed to accomplish whatever service project you are, that you'll think through those logistics, you know, kind of like Larry did when we had, Larry did such an amazing job when we served here and did the job around here. It took a lot of thought to prepare that. So it's going to take some thought to think through that. So that's what I'm looking for. Now, what's the main leadership? Because I'm looking to help lead this, but I'm looking for one or two people that will take the lead in this ministry. To be a leader in this ministry, here's what's needed, is to coordinate with these leaders, and you're going to help me come up with names and stuff. I don't have that all figured out, right? We'll come up with names. But so the people that are in the lead are going to find, they're going to know who these leaders are who are going to create opportunities to serve God, and they're going to help coordinate that with them so that we can, like, find out how many activities we've got on July 12th. Okay, we've got six leaders who came up with six projects. How many people do you think can go on each project and just kind of help corral what we're doing collectively? A little bit of organization to that. The other roles, which is just that you'll come and serve God. But I'm actually hoping for, I'm hoping that's for a lot of you. I'm hoping a lot of you will make it part of your life to serve God once a month. Think about that. That's kind of funny, actually, when I say that. Once a month. Like, once a month, we're going to do something for Jesus. Now, I'm hoping that what will happen is by doing it once a month, that it'll open our eyes to other opportunities, because we're just thinking about outreach and thinking about making a difference, that on our own, we might do it on our own outside of the once a month. But I think, listen, when are you going to brush your teeth next? Tonight. All right, good. And then what's the next time you're going to brush your teeth? Tomorrow morning. All right. When are you going to read your Bible next? Tomorrow morning. Most of you tomorrow morning. All right. Here's the point. Anything that's really important, you put in your schedule. And if you aren't willing to put something in your schedule and make it a priority, basically what it says is it's not that important. Anything that's important, you'll put in your schedule. And I'm just going to tell you, I need to do this to fight my own selfishness. I'm putting it in my schedule before all of you right now. I want to serve God once a month. I'm putting it in my schedule because it matters to God, because it's important, and now I know I'm going to do it. And I'm going to schedule my life around that. Now, is there going to be a time when you're on vacation or I am or whatever, and we're going to miss 1 month or whatever? Yeah, that's going to happen. But I'm going to plan for this because it's important to God. And I think this is one of the greatest things we can do for God, is to serve Him in this way. And I think once a month is a very realistic commitment for all of us to serve God in that way. And I really hope you take me up on it, that this becomes something that's really special about our church. So thank you for hearing me out on that. So what I would like from you, I'm going to pray, but what I'd like from you is, are you thinking about being a leader of the ministry? You'd like to talk to me about that. You're willing to help coordinate this very important ministry for the glory of God. Number two, are you willing to spearhead a monthly thing? Now, again, if you're out of town that month, you won't. That's why we need many people. We need 6, 7, 8 people that will spearhead, and hopefully we'll have 5 different things each month or something like that that people can go on. So will you agree to that? Will you agree to spearhead an event? And then the last thing is, will you be a part of it? Again, are you going to miss some time because of schedule? Yes, but for the most part, will you be a part of it and do it monthly? If you're willing to do it monthly, all right, basically monthly, I just want you to write your name and say, I'm in. I want you to write your name and say, I'm in, and you can drop it in the bin. Say, I'm in, and write your name. If you're willing to spearhead an event, to be a spearhead event leader, you could say, spearhead, and you can write your name on it. And then I'll know to contact you, and we'll start working, communicating together about what we want to do on the 12th. And if you're willing to consider being a ministry leader, so spearhead is a spearhead event leader, that we'll call that spearhead for now. And then ministry leader would be, you're willing to step up to be involved in organizing this from a broader perspective. That would be ministry leader. So I'm in is just you're willing to get involved. Hallelujah, praise God. Spearhead is your name if you want to spearhead an event. And then ministry leader if you're willing to do that. I hope that bin is filled up with a lot of cards tonight for the glory of God. Let me pray. I'll ask if you have any questions after I get done praying. Father, I thank you for your willingness to serve us, with your very life. We thank you for the example of you and your apostles who traveled the countryside, camping out, doing everything they could. We thank you, God, for the example of the Apostle Paul who traveled the known world at the time. Oh, Father, put it on upon our hearts to commit this time to serve your kingdom. And I pray, Father, that you bless it. I pray, God, that there would be fruit. I pray, God, that there would be joy. I pray, God, that there would be eternal fruit in heaven as a result of you, God, working through your Holy Spirit, using our time and effort for your glory. So I pray that you would guide us, Lord. May your Holy Spirit lead every person here. And I pray, God, you help me. Help me to lead well. And help those who are signing up to lead well. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. You are worthy. In your name we pray. Amen. Are there any questions about the ministry? Yes, Alyssa. Yeah.
For the other two parts. So, like the leaders, the ministry leaders, and then like the finders, find the places to go.
All right, ministry leader finder, or leader finder.
And then like the servants.
Servants. Yes, thank you for that. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it. Any other questions? Yes, Bart. Let's just get that straight right away. Okay.
Like, go to the Tommy Genesee.
Yeah.
Talk to the secretary there. They know sometimes people that are in need around here.
Yeah.
That maybe need their grass cut or some, you know.
Right.
The work in the house, help clean their house or something.
Yep.
To contact them.
Yep.
To contact them.
Yes.
And,
good idea.
They know.
Yeah, and you know, a number of years ago, to the same idea, kind of, there was somehow we got a hold of the school, the McGee Elementary right here, and they knew of a mom that was really struggling, and our church just majorly blessed her for Christmas. And that struck up a pretty long-term relationship that I had with that woman, and she came to church here many times, several times. And I ongoingly helped her family for a long time, and unfortunately kind of fell apart. But anyways, it was an ongoing relationship for about 4 years as a result of that. So someone could go talk to the principal of the school there, and they might know of some families that are in need in the community as well, like that lady was. Any other? Yes?
I missed the second Tuesday?
Yeah, no, Wednesday. But I said Tuesday.
Okay,
second Wednesday.
It's the 10th and then 14th. It's
okay.
12th. Oh, okay. Thank you. So it's
July 10th and August 14th.
Okay, July 10th. Thank you. July 10th, August 14th. Thank you for that. Yes, that's what's on the schedule. And one of the things, briefly, you know what I like about this, the way we're doing it, is I'm already committed. A lot of you are already committed on Wednesday nights. And by the way, kids can go on this. This is a great thing for children to do, even young children. I mean, obviously, there'd be certain ones, if you're doing something dangerous, you wouldn't want to bring a young kid. But a lot of things, the young kids could come and help out with. You know, a service project or just a lot of things. And that'd be a great experience for them. But I can't remember what I was going to say now. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Well, maybe I'll remember in a second. Someone else had their hand raised. Or what was the question even? Did someone have a question? Barb?
I'll go and talk to the people at the town of Genesee, but the information I'll give back to the leader.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, thank you for doing that. That's a great way to support. That's a great way to support a leader. That's great, Barb. Thank you for that. You know, if we're all looking, by the way, now that you know we want to do this, if every one of us is looking for someone we could bless, we'll come up with stuff. And it'll keep our ears and eyes open for opportunities, which is really great. Any other questions?
Yeah. Are you just trying to stay in the Genesee Depot area, or is there like a...
No, correct. You know what? We have, like, you're from Oconomowoc, and we have a group of people up by Oconomowoc. I think we go anywhere where there's a need. And, I mean, I think, obviously, logistically, time-wise... Oh, shoot. Thank you for this, though. Logistically, time-wise, you know, I don't know that we're going to want to travel on a Wednesday night an hour. You know what I mean? But, yes. Food leader. I forgot about that. I'm looking for people... Because I want to meet as early as, like, 5:30 and have, like, a half hour, 45 minutes to gather together here and just eat, like, not anything fancy. It could be just, like, pizza or just whatever can be made quick, you know? So I'm looking for people that we would want to serve in that way by providing food. So maybe that's an area that you would be like, yes, me and whatever, another guy and two gals, we're willing to monthly put something together. It's not like a big meal. It's something that people can quick come from work and eat something, gather together, and get out of here. So if that's something you're willing to do, if you're willing to be a food leader, that was the other one that I need, food leader on your card. And that's a great way to serve God. Praise God for that. That would be, you wouldn't even have to go out, because then you're going to have to clean up, you know, after us. So... that'd be great. That'd be a great way to serve this church, is by serving food. Ken?
I talked to you about this before, but somebody would have to make up some flyers and then use those as door hangers, and you ask people within the community if there's anything that we as a church could help them with.
Yeah.
Regarding to work or whatever.
Yeah, that is, so somebody wants to do that. Somebody wants to make something and go and put it on people's doors. As I mentioned to Ken, what I'm trying not to do with this is say, okay, Nikki, we're doing this. She knows about this, by the way. But now, Nikki, you're going to manage a whole other ministry, and you're going to find all the activities, and you're going to find out who we can help. And I don't want to put anything on her. So that's why I need people to spearhead. It's not going to be church figure out six act me, meaning me or Nikki, figuring out six different activities y'all can do. That's not how this is going to work. I'm going to find one, but I'm going to find other leaders who are going to spearhead and lead their activity. Not the church is not going to do that. The church, this is what the church is doing right here. We're raising this up. I'm going to be a huge part of it, but I'm not. So anyways, it'll be too overwhelming for one person to be responsible to find all these things to do on a monthly basis. But we're all kingdom priests. We don't need me to do it all. In fact, it's better if you're engaged in leading in that way. Any other questions? Yes.
Just a suggestion.
Yes.
I know there's probably a lot of needs within the body.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that even the sheets that we have, people could write needs that you're aware of someone in our body, so that maybe we can address the body before going out.
It's a good idea. So we will begin, Michelle, and this is really good, to unveil this to the whole church body, because this is the first announcement. I talked to the elders and my staff, but this is the first announcement to the church body. So this will become an announcement on a Sunday, and there probably will be a way that we will find a way to get information from church people on opportunities that they think we have to bless somebody. I think one thing we have to be careful of is just not to overcommit when you're trying to find that out. Like, we don't want to overcommit and underdeliver. So at first, I think we want to just be aware of it and then find out if one of the spearheading leaders takes up that task. And then that individual may need to be notified that we're coming over to do it, kind of a thing. But we might not want to immediately go and say, oh, we're going to come over and do, you know, lots of things that then we don't follow through on. So we have to be a little bit careful to discover needs, but not overcommit until we're actually on it. But yeah, I think getting the church body to let us know, Michelle, is great.
Does it have to be on a Wednesday sometime?
Well, it doesn't have to be. No, you could go and do something anytime. We can always, right? You're free to serve God, you know, any day you want, right? But it is something that I'm setting up. That's what I was going to say, by the way, before. Is that, okay, there's going to be extra effort here, but we already have a small group, you know, that meets on Wednesday night. So we're going to have to take a break on Wednesday night. But what that means for me is I'm serving God in a different way. I'm not necessarily adding a whole nother thing to my plate because I'm in lots of Bible studies. But now instead of having a home group one night a month, I'm just going to use that time differently. And frankly, I think I spend a lot of time studying the Bible, so I could probably use some time differently to serve God in a different way. You know? So, but that way I'm not necessarily adding. I'm just changing how I use time, which I think it's a good thing to think about, how we can change the time we already have to use it for God's glory. Any other questions? Awesome. Well, please, if you would, spearhead leader, ministry leader, I'm in to be a part of this, and food leadership. And what are the dates again?
The 10th.
July 10th is the next one, and then 14th. August 14th? Okay. July 10th being the next one. So praise God for that. You'll hear more about it to come. Thank you all for coming out. Just think about all the fruit in a year from now. If we did this 12 times as a church body, I think there'd be a lot of kingdom fruit as a result. Thank you for hearing me out. God bless you all. In the bin, please.
Oh,
yep, in the giving bin. Thank you.
Not this time.
No, I don't know when 10 days at all is a 4-year dream, but lately I've been having this strange, I'm like a year, the time movie, and it seems all different people in their dreams, and they're all really weird, but at least it's
sometimes God can speak to that.
Well, let me tell you what he saw in the sun. But everybody was hearing something and they were on the line moving something. And then oh my god. I don't think I'm asleep. If I move my eyes, the whole thing comes out. So like if I'm going to put my eyes down. When you said that, if I tell Scott about it and I said, isn't that weird? I would think it as well, or I know what they were.
You know, there are things we do that we start cooking food, we got waters, we got chips, and we're like, hey, you guys want any burgers? We got burgers. And they come over and start talking to us, and we're kind of bottom. I'm like, hey, you know, we're from a local church, and we just try to encourage people in their faith, and, you know, and we talk to them. So that is kind of us bringing food. But maybe it's something else.
That no, this I thought maybe was part of this only. Not that you've been doing those actual things.
Right.
But it was people, and they were all from the church that had come.
Maybe it is connected. Yeah. I can see it. Sounds good.
I don't know.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.